and they're really physical. You know, they foul a lot, and it's hard for us to call it every play. And it's smart for the type of team they have.
It got better as the game went on, because it looked like early on they were getting their hands in passing lanes and deflecting some things.
Well, I just think getting a lead, you know, maybe forced them to do something else. And, you know, maybe they got out of, they couldn't afford to sit back and do what they were doing early.
Steve, do you guys have shown any patience with the expectations?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can't get carried away. We just need to keep building every day. You know, a lot of people, most people picked us not to make the playoffs. So we just got to keep trying to improve and not think that we've arrived because we started the season 14-3 or whatever it was. I think that's been a factor in our inconsistency in December. So we got to just continue to build and be humble and hungry and think of ourselves as underdogs, not have the weight of the world on our shoulders and not think we've arrived. You know, you have to find ourselves somewhere in the middle there where we can continue to work every day to improve.
For your personal career arc though, since the season ends, been very close to a championship, is it harder for you to be patient with it?
No, I mean, there's a lot of reward playing with these guys. I really enjoy myself. I love competing. I love being around these guys. So it's fun. You know, patience is not really something I have to worry about. I'm just excited to come to work with these guys every day. People had asked me if I would do one. Like, you know, lots of people. My agents, mm-hmm. The media, the Suns, people asking, I was like, no way, it's not really my style. Yeah, it's not my style. And then I was thinking, all right, I'll do one.
Is it true that you asked for a couple of bad plays?
Yeah, I asked for about four or five bad plays. I think I actually named three or four of them, and I got a 5-minute reel. So I was wondering what the message was there. You know, I think it's mentality. I think the mentality led to better execution. You know, we were on our toes, you know, chins up, eyes wide open and ready to play instead of, you know, hesitant and wondering. And, you know, some of that has to do with being on your home floor and having the fans behind you. But, you know, at the same time, you got to go out there and win the game and have that mentality. And I think that allowed us to execute and play better tonight.